This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Disability Action Research Collective, known as DARC, is a disabled-led group of 200-plus volunteer disabled researchers working to make disability perspectives, history and research more accessible. They join us today to talk about their Disability Representation in Horror Film Club, which meets online once a month to discuss a horror film watched by all of the members. We're joined by Richard Am, the founder of DARC, and leader of the group, Aaliyah Bates, to learn more. Hi, Richard. Hi, Aaliyah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
So let's begin with how DARC began. Richard, why did you found DARC?
Originally for me, I was interested in taking the insights from disabled scholars and getting them read by more people. Within academia, only like it's a lot of work to get something published in a journal. It isn't accessible for most people, and only five people will ever read it. So there's a lot of really interesting stuff that people just never find out about. And it's structured in a way that isn't very accessible for most people. So I wanted to spotlight disabled researchers and sort of just get their stuff read a bit more widely. And another part of the project was exploring a lot of disability history, because a lot of very interesting disabled characters haven't been included in the history books because they're disabled, or their disability has been stripped from their story when their story's been retold, because it was seen as something shameful that sort of harmed their memory. So a lot of our work has been about reclaiming disability history.
And you do a huge range of work, including creating zines that are accessible online and doing research. But we're here today to talk about the Horror Film Club. Why did this begin?
Originally, we started out wanting to talk about disability in Star Trek, because we hadn't really seen anything really published on that. And it had been like a long-running series since the 60s of a utopia which was supposedly very inclusive. So he thought it'd be very interesting to see how disability representation changed over time. So we formed a group and sort of did that for, I think, a year and a half and produced our zines on disability in Star Trek, which is very interesting because disability representation gets worse over time while representation of all other groups gets better over time. And that's a trend you see in all media over the last 50 years, just for a variety of reasons. That then transitioned into talking about representation in Batman since the 1960s to the modern era, which we did record as a podcast, which is still being edited currently. And yeah, then we started doing just general films, but then one person was not into horror, so we eventually decided to split that off into its separate event.
Richard and I have worked together on the various horror zines that DARC publishes, which have proved to be really popular when Richard's on to zine fairs, distributed them, and also amongst members. And Richard, I can't really remember how we ended up talking about it, but we were speaking about running an online film, like running a kind of a film club that worked as a book club, I think, effectively.
We found that the insights of lots of people together ended up for like more nuanced and detailed takes when sort of when writing about the films. So like discussing them with the group really helped the writing process, but also covered a lot more overall. So it isn't just a sort of a single voice or a single take, but having lots of different perspectives sort of feed in on something, it makes it a lot richer.
Yeah, it's also reminded me, you were running the film club, the general film club, the general movie club at DARC. And there was a member who didn't like horror films. I think they struggled to watch horror films, which isn't uncommon. And we realized that there needed to be maybe a separate space actually to watch horror films, given the fact that many people are actually have an aversion to them. And fairly so. I love horror films, but I completely understand why people don't like them. And we wanted there to be a space where as a horror fan and as someone who's disabled, you can kind of explore those tensions together. You can kind of figure that out together with other people, hearing their perspectives, hearing their takes on horror films. I mean, I love when people talk about films that I love, when they talk about what they don't like about them. I find that really fascinating because I would not necessarily get to that kind of take on my own. There's also been really interesting perspectives around disability representation that I wouldn't reach on my own because I don't have that lived experience, or it's not something that I would think about. And yeah, we wanted there to be a kind of a space where And I think what's happened is with members, there's people who they love horror films, but they don't have disabled friends who also love horror films that they can talk about disability representation in horror films with. There's people who they have disabled friends who don't like horror. They have disabled friends who like horror, but they don't live near them, so they want to have something that they can, meet online with other people. There's lots of reasons why people like hang out every month and talk about horror films, but I think it's because we talk about really interesting things that you need other people for, and you need to hear from other people about, and hearing from other disabled people about their takes on horror films always leads to such rich discussions, such interesting things that you need a community for sure.
And how does disability representation in the horror genre specifically compare to other genres? Do you find that there is a wider range of representation? Is it pretty similar to other genres?
Well, I mean, disability representation in films is frankly not good, historically speaking, and horror is no different. I think it's particularly pronounced, or it manifests in a very specific way with horror because of how the advent of eugenics shaped and informed horror and science fiction and kind of general film narratives, to be honest, as cinema developed. And I mean, I think it was. I can't remember which article it was. It was one that Richard shared with me, but it talks about how and why eugenics is revisited time and time again in cinema because it's at its core, it's essentially about transformation, which it's like very potent, very fruitful for a narrative. It is obviously a heinous pseudoscience that has devastating and violent consequences in the real world. It's not abstract. But to go back to your question about disability representation in film and also horror, I think what happens with horror films is because so much of it is one of the body genres, there's like films that make you cry, there's films that make you feel aroused, and there's films that make you feel afraid. And because horror, like the kind of modality of it, is located in a visceral sensation and how you feel while you watch it, that lends itself as well to the representation of bodies and people in the genre. It's also about our fears and about monstrosity. And there is a historic link between ideas around monstrosity and ableist perceptions of disabled people. That being said, because there is represent because disabled people or dis like disability is more likely to feature in horror films, and because, horror is, I think, has a fundamental interest in understanding and unpacking what we as people, as humans, as societies are afraid of. And it attracts people who want to unpack that, want to kind of examine what the dominant paradigms are and challenge these. You do end up with some really interesting ideas or visualizations, explorations of disability.
Historically, the idea of sort of physical or mental difference being associated with moral difference is very prevalent. So specifically associating disability with evil doing or sort of a bad soul, you see that all the time, sort of the combination of evil and disability presented on screen over and over and over, which does make you wonder what how disabled tr people treated in a society that produces media that associates them with evil. And the other thing is that what makes horror different, other than it has a lot more disabled people in it than most other media, is that it often isn't pity narratives either. Like the disabled people in horror are quite empowered. You might be murdering some wayward teenagers, but you're, an empowered individual in the narrative, even if you're a villain. You don't see that in any other genre at all, I'd argue.
So, for people that are interested in joining, what kind of format does the discussion take? An online meeting? Is it a forum? Is it one set time?
So you'd email the horror email, darkhorrorfilm@gmail.com, all one word, all lowercase, asking to join the horror club. And what happens is we meet on the first Monday of every month. A week before that Monday, you'll receive an email letting you know what the film is, along with like a kind of a prompt that I will share, usually a spoiler-free prompt, but something that kind of will maybe help generate discussion or is something to think about while you watch the film. And then we meet on the first Monday of the month and we meet online. Yeah, we just talk about what we thought about the film. The last film that we watched was Texas Chainsaw Massacre, as Rich mentioned earlier. And yeah, we talked through what we thought about the film, whether we liked it, what issues we found with it, what we thought about its disability representation and sort of analysis of it. So for example, with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, we talked a lot about the context of the Vietnam War. We talked about industrialization and mechanization and the effect that had on rural communities in the South in America. And we also talked about the character Franklin, who is a wheelchair user, and the kind of the tensions in how he is presented in the film. And yeah, I mean, anyone can join. You don't have to be a researcher. You can be a horror fan. You can be a disabled horror fan. You can be a disabled person who maybe there's some people who don't necessarily like horror, but kind of want to engage with it a bit more or are interested. And that's what generates really interesting discussion. We joke a lot. It's not just serious discussion. We kind of, we also end up, I think, when you have a meeting space where you've all come together to talk about, a piece of media that you've watched together, it lends itself, like the conversation lends itself to other things that we can talk about. Like with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, we ended up talking a lot about the political climate right now in the UK and the effects that these multiple policies and papers are having on ourselves and our communities.
And what format does the online meeting take place?
It's mostly a video and audio chat. Some people keep their cameras off. Some people will type in the chat and then someone will just read that out for everyone else. So yeah, we try and accommodate people where we can. And it's yeah, it's mixed how we go about things.
And people can contact darkhorrorfilm@gmail.com with accessibility provisions, requests, or otherwise, like things that they just want to discuss before joining.
Well, thank you so much, Richard Am and Aaliyah Bates, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about the Dark Disability Representation in Horror Film Club.